Recorded Books presents The Places We Sleep by Caroline Brooks Dubois, narrated by Marissa Chiz. For my parents, Jim and Rebecca Brooks, and my three R's, Richard, Rosabelle, and Rowan, with love. Nobody sees a flower, really. It is so small. We haven't time. And to see takes time. Like to have a friend takes time. Georgia O'Keeffe. September. 1. It arrives like a punch to the gut, like a shove in the girls' room, like a name I won't repeat. It arrives like nobody's business, staring and glaring me down, singling me out, in the unsingular mob that ebbs and flows and swells and grows in the freshly painted, deroached hallways of Henley Middle. It arrives like a spotlight, like an intruder in my bedroom, like a meteor to my center of gravity. It arrives, and my body, in cahoots, allows it. Just like that. It arrives, and textbooks, full of themselves, weigh me down. This backpack holds the tools for my success, yet I'm unprepared for it. No change of clothes, no girl supplies, no friend to ask because Camille is nowhere nearby, no know-how, no nothing. Did I mention it arrives like a double negative? What was Mom thinking by not thinking to prepare me for it? 2. The bully of a bell taunts me, rings its second warning to those of us clogging the halls. Follow the arrows, dummy, on the walls. Remember your locker's secret code, 220607. Right, left, and then right again, as if that cold metal box holds all I need to survive yet another school. If I could just locate Camille, the only person I can talk to, the one friend I've made since we moved to town in June, she might know what to do. But no sight of Camille's flame-red hair, and I'm pushed through the rush of arms and legs and sideways scowls, my insides turning black and blue, my sense of direction confused. Just as the other new student, Jaman, breezes by, head up and confident, I stop to stare at her before stumbling into Ms. DeQuire's room. Late again! And her mouth forms its red-stained frown. Tardy, Abby! I find my seat, resist the urge to draw, instead head my paper. Abby Wood, Math, September 11, 2001. 3. I sit through that morning hour, a dull ache in my abdomen blossoming like a gigantic thorned flower, jotting down mathematical formulas I'm told are the key to my future. Even with a math teacher for a mother, my focus wavers in and out, until another teacher bursts in and whispers in the ear of our teacher, who stops teaching to wring her hands. Something's happening in New York and in D.C., she informs us. The tension is tangible. Some planes have crashed, but we don't know the half of it yet. And to my shock, we are soon released from school. Whatever's happening must be terrible, but I can't curb my relief. Early dismissal, set free, free to trot off, free to go our separate ways, like it was any other September day. 4. The buses pull up like salvation on wheels, like rays of sunshine to my gloom. And Camille, my single friend in Tennessee, is AWOL, so I sit up front on the bus and sketch. Up front with the kids from the elementary school next door. Up front with my back to kids my own age, who are talking and shouting and pushing and shoving and vibrating with questions about what's happening. Up front, where the driver is crying. Crying about what's happening in New York? New York is where Mom's sister, my Aunt Rose, lives, and Uncle Todd, and my cousins Jackson and Kate. If anyone has cause to cry.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?